Take a look at yourself in the mirror. Who are you? Are you proud of yourself? Have you achieved your goals? Are you living a good, fulfilling life? Because we sure are. Strap on in, losers, with a night shift bandage punching into 2020 motherfucking 3. Here we go. Joining me as always are...
Me here, Professor Zach.
Thomas. Master Honored. Welcome.
And once again, here I am, it's your boy, Cool Guy Bri, with the Night Shift Bandits.
But you guys decided to mix up your intros and not tell me. Because now Thomas isn't Master Thomas at first. He was just Thomas. He was Super Saiyan level 1 Thomas.
It's our first recording of 2023, bro. We gotta push things along.
Yeah, yes, it is.
I could have been Dr. Zach this time, but no.
No.
I got my doctorate.
Where did you get your doctorate?
I was just about to ask, where is it? Where did you get your doctorate?
I got it from Under Armour University.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Are they accredited?
They are accredited, actually. A guy yelled at me in a commercial and told me to do it, and I did it.
Okay. Well, then, I can't say anything to that. But yeah, we're back, guys.
We're back. Welcome to the Night Shift Bandits podcast here. And yeah, we're going to talk about some bleach and not the one for your clothes. Check us out on all social media platforms. That's your Facebook, your TikToks, Twitters. And of course, donate to us via Patreon and GoFundMe. And of course, hit up Perspectives Discussions for love, life, and relationships. Sorry to interrupt, guys. I had to get that out of the way.
Newton's resolution for 2023. Get picked up by the algorithm.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. And we see a few of you guys looking at us.
Yeah, we want to thank you all, too.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for putting up with Zach. He needs all the love he can get.
I do. I'm very lonely. Oh. But man, Bleach got an upgrade.
It did. And when I first saw it, I was like, oh, okay. They're finally finishing it out. Oh, this is new. Like, this is new. Okay. I love this animation.
You have to expect an increase in animation quality for a freaking workhorse like Bleach is.
Well, I mean, it's been gone for a decade. So when it came back, it had to come back with some sort of style and pizzazz, more so than, you know, Kishimoto's drip on characters.
Yeah.
See, it's kind of cool because, okay, I guess I'll start off with this. I haven't felt this way about Bleach in a very long time. In this new series, the animation is great. The lore is pretty interesting. Though while I still feel like some of the stuff kind of like came up at the very last minute, it's kind of cool last minute stuff. No, it just feels like, well, my main complaint about Bleach is that it always seems like Tite always came up with things just right off the fly.
I said that's totally what happened. I mean,
yeah.
If you look at the beginning of Bleach, like the series as a whole, the very beginning of it should never have happened that way.
Yeah, like it's just a lot of the stuff I feel like he just said, oh, then this happens. Oh, I don't have nothing else. But then this happens just because it's like, okay, I still have that complaint, but it's stuff, things that are interesting. Like with, you know, with, I forget her name, but with old girl, like, come and find out. She too is like Kenpachi Zaraki.
Oh, you're talking about Unohana. Yeah.
I apologize. We're going to hop into spoilers.
But before we hop into spoilers, what I do want to say is I'm glad I made you all watch Bleach for this.
Definitely glad I wanted to binge it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's
so
good. It's good. Go watch it. I know I already said it before, but
the animation is good, and the reason that you should watch it, it's overall, the story is going along pretty much how I remember it from the manga, and it's showing like, okay, these things are how this is happening.
No more beans. It's filler.
It tastes very good. That's what it is. You said what filler?
No more BS filler like it was in the rest of the anime, you know?
Absolutely true. But yeah, let's get into spoilers.
So the way, like, the story in this series is very interesting. And I just want to say, like, again, haven't felt this way about Bleach at all. And I think I've said this before. I stopped reading the manga at the beginning of the Fullbring arc because it felt like a filler arc in anime, in a manga, which that's the whole reason why I read manga, for no filler. Yeah, so, no filler. Yeah. And plus, it's like after you beat Aizen, I'm like, where else can you go? They should have just went straight to here. We should have been fighting the Quincy's now. Like, fuck the Fullbring arc. Do the time skip. Fight the Quincy's.
I honestly think the way arc was good, though. I think it was good for the series. It gives you a power system. It also shows you that, hey, even though that there are these already three badass power systems, this fourth one allows humans to actually protect themselves in this supernatural world.
The Fullbring arc, I think, was necessary in a lot of ways because I compare the Fullbring arc of Bleach to Chapter Black arc of Yu Yu Hakusho. Like, the main characters kind of have to deal with something much different than what they're used to. It kind of shakes them up a bit. Furthermore, in this one, Ichigo's back was literally to the wall. Like, he defeated Aizen. He made the ultimate sacrifice and basically lost his powers. You know, like, where do you go from there? And clearly things were going further from there because it didn't end. And now we kind of just see Ichigo living a totally unfulfilling normal life. But, like, you know, like, sorry, Thomas, so you're cutting out there for a second. And now things progress in this story and Ichigo meets a bunch of different people, normal humans with all these incredible abilities, not much unlike his friends. That is Orihime and Chad. And even Uryu, in a way.
Honestly, I thought the Fullbring arc was going to bring more to the fact that Chad and what's her name? I never remember her name. Unohana, you just said it. I thought that their I thought that their abilities were going to be more of a Fullbring thing when the Fullbring arc came around, but that's not it.
Like, especially because In the end, like, Chad had actually sought those people out beforehand because he wanted to be stronger. And boy, howdy, strength was not what they really needed.
Well, thing is, like, with the Fullbring arc, for me, and all that, what you guys may be saying might be true, but when it started off, like, after you beat someone as big as Aizen, that's a tough act to follow. That's what I felt like it should have came before they fought Aizen. That way, could have had extra power to fight the guy. Because Aizen's a big Hilden. He's a cool character, very powerful. They built him up very well. And then
Aizen should not have lost.
Said what?
Aizen should not have lost.
Well, before we go on further tangents, I was just explaining my history of leading up to this. Because of the fact that, again, around that time, around the time the Fullbring arc and Aizen got stopped and everything, I was getting tired of Bleach. And that's why I easily fell off of the Fullbring arc. It wasn't interesting to me. I'm sure it got interesting. To me, it wasn't interesting. I gave that quite a few chapters. And I just simply fell off Bleach. And when I heard about them fighting the Quincy's, I'm like, that sounds like it's cool. But no one really built it up to me as being like no one literally told me they kicked Soul Society's ass, like, badly. Like, no one told me, like, number one died.
That's what they didn't tell you, was, like, they just came, they they appeared in Soul Society, everyone was like, wait, who are you? And then Sakura got killed, and then she just hits the fan. Just because they showed up for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, like no one literally told me like, oh, Yamamoto died. I didn't find that out until later, and that was like a few years down the line. I was like, oh, okay. But I still was interested to check it out. No one told me all this hype was happening. I just thought there was some other threat. Can the Soul Society beat up a couple of Soul Reapers?
The Quincy spun, man. Quincy spun.
Yeah, I'm like, no one.
Full 180.
He came in like, this is my place.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Yeah. It's like, damn, you just, because they built it up pretty cool. Like when they said, like when you find out that the Quincy's their main base is Heracle Mundo, I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Wait, what? And then you found out how it went down. Then it's like, oh no. Because last I checked, these were some pretty powerful beings. Oh no.
Yes.
And then. Yeah.
Excuse me. The shot when they go to Hueco Mundo after like the first episode and you see that one Wanderdike just going down the line of Iran cars and mm-hmm. just saying, hey, all you have to do is, you know, meet to the standards. And then he just starts killing them. Yeah. No one's trying to get back at him until it gets to what was their names? I don't remember their names. They were Fodder or Rancar.
Anyway, they were just like it was this pair of mean girl Arrancar that just have no real place that's memorable in the story.
They really don't. They were there. I remember that they were there. I remember they were annoying, and they didn't get killed because they decided to stand up for themselves. That's it.
And I'm sorry.
They had that. He's like, oh, okay. There we go. Well, that's all I'm looking for. Just have a pair down there. Okay. Yeah.
What's the Quincy that was doing that to them? That was in Heracle Mundo just killing all the guys?
I don't remember his name.
I remember his rank in the staff.
I literally forgot his letter. But what I'm trying to say is that he was giving me Helsing Nazi vibes. Like.
Oh, he absolutely was. You said Jay?
And dude, from his haircut to his fucking bat cat glasses.
Yeah, and the way he was speaking.
Yes.
And how he just wouldn't shut up.
He went on and on about how Bloop was so good and wonderful and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Almost like a certain other villain in Helsing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But he didn't have, like, the charisma of the Major.
Because no one can...
There's very few people who can pull that off, man. Because in the end, the Major, see, the difference is the Major won. That guy didn't.
But anywho, but like, yeah, like, you find out how badass these Quincy guys are. And yeah, they just come to Soul Society. They came into your own house, took out your top dog, and just beat your ass. Then left. Like, just.
And the other thing is, that was the first time that they came. Then they came back again. And it just was like, oh, now we're going to actually destroy your head captain. And then, you know, how do you say his name? Yuhawaha.
We'll call him Jimmy. We're home Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah, let's call him home Jimmy. So Jimmy was like, yeah, I'm going to go and talk to Tyson. Aizen, and see what Aizen is up to, and see if he wants to join me. I know we hate each other, but we'll see. So he goes and does that, and leaves a subordinate to fight the captain.
Yep.
The head captain. And he's like, okay, cool, that fight happened. And Yuha comes back. I mean, Jimmy comes back. And he's like, oh, that wasn't me. You thought that was me? You fought me before. How did you think that was... You know what? It doesn't even matter. I'm going to end you. and does it.
It's like, bro, I'm a little bit disappointed in that, because it's like, this whole time, as old as you are, you didn't realize this was a fake. I mean, exactly. To be fair, it's a pretty good fake, but come on, dude. You was talking the most shit, Yamamoto. You was talking the most shit throughout that whole fight. And I'm just waiting. I was waiting for
it. Like, watching it, already knowing the outcome was tragic for me, because, like, bro, just
you feel just it. Stop. You feel it. And at this point, like I said, I know he dies. I'm just waiting for it.
So, like, all of the stuff that you've seen happen in this manga, I mean, in the anime so far, how do you find it different than, like, what would have been, or what was before in the anime?
Well, like I was saying before, the Fullbring arc to me felt like it was a filler arc. And I feel like literally where I stopped really paying attention to Bleach was once they beat Aizen. So literally going from that to this, I don't feel like I missed anything. Like, literally, it's all the same characters except aged up, getting new powers, getting slaughtered. It's a bit of a nostalgic feel to me, especially in that beginning scene with that with the two Soul Reapers and Ichigo and crew saving them, and you see where everyone's at this moment. I'm pretty sure they got those powers, or at least part of those powers, during the Fullbring arc or whatever came after that. But it's kind of cool. But I don't care where they got them from. It's kind of cool to see how everyone stepped up. I see it as like a normal anime time skip. You got some extra powers. Nice. That's cool. It's so happy to see everyone again. It's happy to hear number one again. Like, it's happy to see just everyone kick ass.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first episode was great.
They didn't do the Bankai in that episode.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't need to.
Yeah, but
they
did. I mean, it's like,
and I thank them for that.
What you gonna do? You're gonna not have Goku do a Kamehameha? You're not gonna have him in his Bankai doing Gesuga Tensho? Like, come on.
Yeah, and then
have it.
Okay, so another thing is, like, they got the voice actors, which thank you for getting the voice actors back. Thank you for getting those voices back, because it would just seem so weird.
Having the original voices back was awesome.
Yeah, it would be so weird if they weren't there. Like, the if the entire cast got changed.
Like, not having Mayuri voice, but not having Ryusei Nakao voice in Mayuri would be a travesty.
In all honesty, like, when I was watching the anime, I was watching it subbed most of the time, and I only heard the dub a little bit. So, but all of these voices fits all the characters. Like, Tetsugaya's voice kind of throws me off, because that man, he sounds like a grown ass man in a little boy's body. It throws me off a little bit, because in my whole, because again, mostly read the manga here. In my brain, he had a little boy's voice. Not like a teenager boy's voice. Not like a kid, but not an adult yet. So it's like hearing that grown ass man. It's just like, huh.
Like, oh, you are an adult now, aren't you, sir?
But now I'm like, okay. This is everyone did well.
Yeah. So after the whole fight with Jimmy, I'm looking at the name and how to pronounce it, and I'm just like, no.
I feel like I missed that's something. Did I miss something? Because they probably did pronounce his name. I just don't remember how to pronounce it.
Okay, it's supposed to be pronounced Yuhabaha. That's what it's supposed to be, Yuhabaha. But you only hear it from what's his name? The head commander.
Uh-huh.
You only hear it from him. The entire time, most other people don't say it until after you get into the higher planes of Soul Society. Mm.
Oh, really? So is it one of those? Yeah. Oh, really? Is it so is it kind of like a play on words, like Yahweh almost? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
I think it is a play on words, like Yahweh. It's supposed to be like a mishmash of a bunch of different Well, not different gods, but different names for God. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, like, the reason why...
I don't know if that's actually true or not.
Because, you know, the way... and this is just tapping into Christian lore here. The reason why we call God Yahweh is that that's the closest thing we can get to saying his real name. And, of course, more than likely, beings who are of the higher power knows how to pronounce it. It's just that we can't, because we're normal humans. And the fact that you just said that, like, yeah, people on a higher being plane can pronounce Jimmy's name, it's like, oh, okay, they're kind of going off that.
But yeah, like, as far as official canons are concerned, his name is a strong reference towards Yahweh.
Yeah, which is very interesting.
Which kind of makes perfect sense, since, like, they basically are, like, a combination of, like... Okay, take the Swiss Guard, the Crusades, the Reich, and then just, like, throw all that into a pot, piss in the pot, and then... throw the pot in the washing machine.
What's wrong with this?
just add bleach, and then you got a bunch of assholes in white and cool white uniforms.
Okay, Professor Utonia.
That's funny that you said to that. Just add some bleach.
Wait, what?
It's funny that you just said bleach.
Well, that's because they're all the uniforms for white.
Wait, say, okay, you got
it. It's very funny then. No, it's funny that their uniforms are all white for the Quincy's. But then again, so were their Arrancar and most other Hollows. I'm not going to say all Hollows, because lower level Hollows up to the Gigantes just have the Hollow mask and black whatever else.
And I think we all know why the Arrancar like their white uniforms. At least I know why Grimmjow does. It's so he knows how much his enemies believe.
I was going to say is because, you know, it's how he shows off his black air forces. They pop right there.
I'm just mad no one had it on any tins when they invaded Soul Society.
I was so pissed. I wanted someone to have on tins. I wanted someone to have the white tins, the silver around the top.
Yes.
I wanted that.
Dude, you walk had the white Tims.
Like, oh, did he?
Wait, what?
Literally. He literally was wearing the white Tims.
They needed the brown ones.
Oh, you want the actual Tims.
No. But they're Quincy. They're Quincy. They gotta be wearing the white.
No, we need that one black dude who just comes in all white, but because he has to be different, he has the brown tins on, just ready to stomp on some Soul Reapers.
Oh, so you want someone who's like Uesu Numaya?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Let me tell you about Uesu. Uesu is the guy who created Zanpakuto. You don't find out about him until after...
Oh, I didn't know his name. I forgot his name. Yeah, I was going to mention him next, but I was going to say a black...
Oh, yeah. Yes. Bro, okay.
Oesu's amazing.
Aside from the fact that he...
Oesu.
Nimaya? Yeah, Nimaya. So...
Yes, Oesu Nimaya.
That guy... Yeah. He's a very good character. I was hoping that he had on Tim's, because when I saw his puffer, I was like, bro, that's hot. Like, I want to wear that right now.
You know, like, maybe his boots were...
I mean, I was mostly talking about Quincy's, because I wanted someone to get stomped with...
You were, but... I can see you... I can see if you were... You'd be like, yes. You would be doing that.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, dude, like, the Zanpakuto guy, like, he already came across as, like, yeah, I'd probably smoke something with him or hang out with him. He's probably around my block right now. Like, dude, he was so cool.
I don't understand how this man got that. His, what is it called? The Howry? No, not the Howry. Their overcoat. I don't know how he got that. If he made it himself, whatever. Doesn't matter. It exists. It's dope. This man's lining. Amazing.
Like,
he got like a... What?
I was going to say, you think he does his own lining? He owns 102 Zanpakuto.
Bro, I was about to say, he creates Zanpakutos. He probably has one of those just be like, hey, line me up real good.
Real quick.
He probably made a barber Zanpakuto just so he could go to them and just be like, all right, just line me up, man.
That's all you need to do. Just line me up.
Yeah, he got everything else. He just needs the sides down and lined up. And that's it. Just need the fade on the sides. Keep the bushy mohawk going. The frohawk going. Yeah, he good.
So, look, my boy just... He came in super stylish. He got the ladies. Got his harem. They help him out make those Zanpakutos. But the test that he put... Ichigo through, like, because Ichigo had to find out, right? This is where we find out, like, where he really came from. I know we're kind of jumping around here, but when we find out where he really came from, the origins of his parents, all of it was pretty dope.
I think that's right where I left, that where I quit, because, like, that whole realization and my initial response to that was I was kind of pissed. Like, oh, of course,
yeah.
The chosen one. Then I just quit.
I kind of knew that once, like, okay, so the guy has Shinigami powers and he's just like ridiculously strong. Cool. Then he goes ahead and finds out that, oh, he also has hollow powers. And then when they brought in the new power system of Fullbring, that's when I was like, oh, this man's going to have every single power system in this thing. Joking. I didn't know this at the time of Fullbring. Oh, his mom's a Quincy. Joking that whole time.
I mean, to be fair, like, the pattern was that, yeah, I'm going to get the newest and greatest power that just came out. Like, you literally, with every new power set that came out, he has it. Which, so I can understand how I thought that.
Yeah, it makes sense, but when you see him with like how he's supposed to get his new Zanpakuto, and then he doesn't, it's like, oh, he's gonna have to go back and actually become a Soul Reaper.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it's gonna be.
And it's kind of like, I'll give Kubo this. It's like, if you made this up along just as you went, you're doing a good job of cleaning up your BS. Like, you're doing a great job of covering your ass.
If he is just planning this, it feels like he's taking a lot of notes from Toriyama and then just, you know, like, I'm going to keep continuity, though.
Yeah, like, he's just, he's doing a good job of, like, cleaning things up here.
Yeah, his retcons are amazing.
Yeah, like, and, yeah.
I'm like, I really think that that whole incident between just his whole, everything sort of just came full circle for him right then and there, because, like, that's when Ichigo was able to truly realize his full potential.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just some... It's not just some push to make himself better. This is him crossing the finish line.
I mean, by this point, he's already lost his powers. At least once. Why not add something else that he's had all this time and didn't realize it?
Technically twice, but
that's why I said at least once.
Yeah, and it was definitely cool, and I guess we could just hop into like his potential. Like, so I think I said this off mic. Like, I knew Zangetsu wasn't Zangetsu, but I didn't know how that fit. I didn't know the context. And it's really cool how we don't throw that relationship away, but it's like, you're clearly not, like, you're my Quincy Powers, essentially. And this whole time, you're trying to stop me from becoming a Soul Reaper. But essentially,
looking back on it, all made sense between him coming from all those miraculous Aculus defeats, him and the way he uses his Zanpakuto and never learned anything else besides Getsuga Tensho.
Yeah, that always concerned me. Well, why is that the only technique that you can do? With all this training, quote unquote training that you've had, you've only just, you know, figured out how to put the tip of your blade and swing it. That's it.
And that's pretty much what Quincy do.
I don't know about you guys, but like, I got like a real father son vibe from Zangetsu to Ichigo because of the fact that Zangetsu literally gave this man wisdom. He gave this man advice, you know, trained him with his, you know, his real Zanpakuto. And they had a lot of moments that helped pull Ichigo out of whatever issue he was dealing with at the time, whatever enemies he was fighting. And it even showed like Zangetsu even, you know, as the Quincy side of his powers, even helped him in certain battles along. Anyway, like they showed when he was fighting Kenpachi for the first time, you know, like,
yeah, he never did.
Like, he had his intentions, you could argue, were bad, but I think like when he started spending more time with him, he was like, you know what, you're a part of me. Like, if this is the path that you want to go, son, I may not agree with it, but I'm going to guide you down that path because you're an adult now. That's literally the vibe I got when Zangetsu faded away. Like, you're my son. I'm your dad. You know, take my teaching.
It's weird.
I've done everything I can for you, son. Get the fuck out of my house. I'm going to charge you $500.
No, I kind of had that same feeling the first time that I saw Zangetsu talking to Ichigo and like subsequent meetings. But after I found out about Jimmy, I was like, oh, okay, so that was that guy. But from the past, how does he have a Zanpakuto? And that's where my questions start going again.
Yeah. So, and it was... And Ichigo just accepting that, like, okay, even though you're not really, even though you took the name Zangetsu, which isn't your real name, and even though you're not my real Zanpakuto, the Hollow is, you're still a part of me. As a matter of fact, both of you guys are still a part of me. Because his Hollow has always been antagonistic up to this point. You know, like, not like I kill him or nothing like that, but it's always been like, okay, I'm the more aggressive side of you. But that's the thing. It's like,
it's more like wants to be let out.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was kind of cool him accepting both. It kind of gave me, for those of you guys who play Persona, particularly Persona 4, it gave me like a whole I accept my shadow type of vibe, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. The whole thou art I vibe. Because. It literally is in the title.
Yeah.
The blade is me. You are me.
Yeah. So it's like, if this was in the world of Persona, Ichigo would have gotten his awakening. It probably would have been a wild card user or just had two personas. I don't know.
So if this was JoJo's, would he have two stands?
I mean, technically that has happened.
And Hamon?
Black and white.
Stands and Hamon.
Yeah, I mean, technically, again, that has happened. So he, I mean, so he would have every power.
Yeah, so I don't know what the power system is in Steel Ball Run, but
oh, it's the same.
I heard it was like one of the. It's what?
It still stands.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
I thought they had came up with another power system.
Oh, you mean like just within the lore? No, it's I mean, the basis is still stands. I mean, they're rocking with stands.
Oh. Never,
I think.
I mean, stands are just so amazing.
Yeah. I mean, that. Come on, what? Oh, okay.
Oh, I could push a frog and then make a rock underneath it break?
Ooh. I always wanted to do that.
I would much rather be able to, oh, I don't know, stop time.
But, okay, like, it's, I guess we could hop into just the moment where he realizes who he is. He realizes what his real Zanpakuto is, got his real buddy behind him. And when he's at the altar, I forget what you call it. He's at the forge. And he pulls out the blade that is his Zanpakuto, and just all the spiritual pressure just evaporates the ocean around him. And it's revealed, like, again, I've always seen this image, but seeing it in context is great. He has this two Zanpakuto, each one representing, like, the two sides of his powers. It's pretty dope. Like, it's very dope. Like, he's still got the big dumb sword, but guess what? It's hollow. To represent his hollow. I get it. Ugh. And then the other one's the Quincy one. But it's kind of dope. It's pretty.
Yeah. Like, I dig all that, but seeing it in animation, so much better than just looking at a manga page.
Yeah.
I think how you described it,
oh, yeah, for sure,
really brings out more of like what people really wanted to do with that scene too.
Yeah, and it's like, again, we said it before, everything in this show is beautiful. Everything in this arc is beautiful. Like, mm-hmm. The color schemes, like the way things pop out, the lighting. If anything, the opening, again, I know we're hopping around here, the opening should have hinted you as to what's about to happen, how this is going to look. You know, like, that's a beautiful opening for
me. Mm-hmm. It really, the ending is amazing as well.
It like, is.
The song that they chose for it, the just tone of everything that's going on, and it's like, oh yeah, this is it feels like it's Bleach.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to really say that any other way, but it just feels like they kept that feeling of Bleach.
Well, it's in the same vein as like King of Fighters, right? King of Fighters has a unique flavor to it, and everyone has drip. Like, it oozes drip.
Yes.
Funny. And Bleach is the same way. Everyone has like a cool design, and everyone's stylish at the same time. While, of course, the anime has always attempted to be stylish. It's just now we got the budget and the new anime techniques and the new animation techniques to do it.
I kind of like the duality between Zangetsu and whatever, white and black. Okay. Those are what a lot of people, I think a lot of people like to call them that, because white is literally what Ichigo's inner hollow true self is actually called, although I prefer the fandom and fandom title given to him, which is Okichi. And like, I'm sorry, I love those earlier iterations of him where he's just like
just talking
being shit, a total dick.
He was so bad.
And backing it up.
Yeah, he really was.
Yeah, he's just like, especially in the second fight the two of them have, where he is just literally thrashing Ichigo around during the Visored arc.
Yeah, not.
And he's just literally over there being like, hey, man, what's going on? Loosen up. Like, All while
like, he was very killing. Definitely like more sadistic. But again, it's like it's kind of cool because he just accepts him because not sadistic.
Yeah, he's not sadistic. He's just like, belligerent.
He was a very like wild character to me, and I'm like, why is this guy just so aggressive? And then you find out why, of course, in this arc. It's like, oh, okay. But again, it's the balance that I love. The fact that like they just set this up beautifully, like with his powers. And again, I'm so happy they did not take away Zangetsu as a character, at least Black now as a character, but just makes him a part of Ichigo. So now we truly do feel like Ichigo has progressed as a character, not just in power, but again, in characteristics alone. At least that's how I feel.
No, I can agree with that. I can see where you're coming from for that, because it really does bring them all together. So that, and it feels kind of weird because the full ring powers that he had didn't like have an entity like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was him. He is the full ring powers. So with that, I don't know. It really is kind of confusing me now on like how he actually or how his power should be used. I was thinking that he would be, you know, more of a Shinigami, like a combination of all of them, but it is, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what Kubo was thinking of that. I had an idea before of like what Ichigo is supposed to be, like power wise.
Yeah. I mean, I think
but now I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I think he's supposed to be just a freak of nature, or at least like a new type of something, because I mean, clearly, and I know they did a time skip like to show like where everyone has adults and whatnot and a few people with kids. So I'm not sure if this is within, if they showed this or not. But clearly, I mean, when he have kids, the power is going to pass on, you know? And then, of course, as we all know, it's like it'll probably grow into like its own different thing, you know, generation wise.
So you think Ichigo is more so bringing in a new generation of these whole powers?
Right. He's like the first of like.
Well, the old.
Yeah. He's like the first of like. Of a new race, I think, or like a new power set. Because right now, you're like Mega Man right now. You're just collecting powers. So it's like, and then now that his powers finally matured, you have the Quincy and you have the Soul Reapers. And then, of course, you know, I'm sure he still has like the whole full brain power set. I know, did he get any bounce? No, well, no, the bounce were erased themselves, right? I didn't watch the bounce arc. That was a race unto them.
No one cares about the
power. Okay, so they probably won't be referencing that. but he's Mega Man right now. So it'll probably lead to like his kids, generations. They'll probably have like a whole society dedicated to them. So who knows what he is right now? Like, I don't know if they gave it a name. I don't know if they just. I know they have the idea, but yeah, I don't know if like it's definitely going to pass on. Definitely.
Yeah, I think it's going to pass on too. I mean, his father is Ishin, who was a former captain. So yeah, there you go right there.
Yes.
And then his mother was Quincy. So you got those two powers right there. I have no idea how he got the bound powers or the full brain powers either. I forgot that whole segment of the manga.
Yeah, but Ichigo's he's definitely a something. But to go ahead and talk about like the fights like real fast, because again, like I know the animation comes from these fights, which is dope, because the fights are, I feel like, I don't know about you guys, I feel like are the most beautiful thing about this show. Again, the particle effects, the lighting, the way everything animates and moves. I know for me, my favorite fight. Go ahead, Brad.
I was gonna say, it seems like what they were doing with the fights was just like making sure that you could see like the space that they're in and fully encompass like their abilities.
Yeah.
Because how would you really even express Nujinjaka South? How would you express that other than the way that they did it?
Yeah. Like, what, like, how would you, like, I forget the name of her Bankai, but in the Kenpachi fight, like, when...
Unohana's Mikazuki, I think.
Yeah, like, when the Bankai activates, you said her name, the Bankai name was Mikazuchi?
I think so.
Minazuki. Oh, Minazuki. Shit, like, that's kind of cool. I wonder if Minazuki, what does Minazuki like mean? Do you guys know?
I don't.
No, you said the name of her Bankai was Minazuki, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about Unohana, the Kenpachi right? Fight.
Right.
Yeah, well, I think Minazuki was just the name of her Zanpakuto in general. But then again, the whole thing behind her Zanpakuto is weird, because like...
Minazuki means month of water.
It means what? You're breaking up.
Month of water.
Monk of water.
Month? No, month. Like January, month. February, oh, March. Month of water. Yeah.
Okay. No, because there's another character that's in the Persona fighting games called Sho Minazuki. And he has a little bit more of like a moon aesthetic to him and whatnot. So, but I'm sorry, I thought that was like a reference to something. But anyway, no.
Well, the Zuki part would be the moon, so yeah, you're kind of right.
Okay. But when you see the blood dripping and everything, and like how she's pretty much essentially being a bloodbender in that fight.
Yes, she is.
So it was great.
Yeah, that was like, fucking
that was my favorite fight.
That was my favorite fight too. And it's just the way, and they play with like the colors in that, because where they're just fighting normally with their Zanpakutos is black and white. It's the colors like watered down. But then of course, when her Bankai sticks out, and red does a good job of this too. Like, red is just a color that just pops out. And even though, like, it was more of like a burgundy, maroonish type color, it still popped out. So it was very beautiful.
I like that. I like how they did the conversations between them.
Yes.
Like, how Zaraki was talking to himself and was like, I passed out again. And then he just goes along with his whole monologue, and then you go to Unohana with her inner monologue, and she's just like, I killed him so many times and he doesn't even realize it.
And he doesn't even care.
No, doesn't care, doesn't realize it. He's just like, oh, I'm back up, I can fight. Okay, cool, let's go. And you don't know how many times that happened. They never tell you how long that fight was, but it wasn't like a 15-minute fight, which would be what we saw in the episode. This was probably like a fight that took days.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Yeah, more than likely. And these two are like, they're fighters, right? They're like, we're going to kick ass.
They both have the name Kenpachi. So, yes.
Yeah, like, no, literally, Kenpachi just, like, literally, Kenpachi Zaraki just wants to punch things. And I appreciate that character just for wanting to punch. And no, your weakness is that you hold your own self back. I'm like,
yeah.
But that was him, though. That was like, and he did that intentionally for so long too. Because if he didn't,
Exactly. Because he would just kill everyone.
I mean, yeah, what kind of fun is that if you just kill someone? Like, you walk into the battle, they die. You don't have to do anything. You just walk into battle and they die.
Yeah.
That's his problem most of the time.
Yeah. Like, I think the only anime character that embraced the fact that, like, I am so powerful, like, I will just demolish everything is One Punch Man. And you see how bored he is. Everyone else, because think about it, Oro, so powerful, he could beat everyone. I have to tie my hand behind my back to at least give you guys a chance to at least have a challenge. Like, come on now. Kampachi's essentially doing the same thing. He thought he was, like, pulled it back before because of his iPad.
He's the kid that just kept playing with his food.
Yeah. But overall, I mean, those are all, I said all my points. I don't know if you guys have anything else to say.
You're pretty good on mine. Right?
I mean, I kind of already said pretty much everything I want to say, and I've said a lot of stuff about Bleach for a long time. You know, like, I love Bleach. I'm always going to love Bleach.
Just don't.
Like, when I first started rewatching some of the old episodes before binging the new arc, I actually cried a little because.
Yeah.
I really missed it. And. Yeah. You know, like, it's finally all coming to an end. For reals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's okay because someone made an image of a bottle of Clorox and one of the, Shinigami guard. So I'm okay with it ending as long as we have that.
I mean, it's, if you want to talk about the nostalgia piece, I haven't felt this way about Bleach in so long, like so long. And it feels great to feel, to look forward to watching Bleach again, you know, like, It's. I remember when I was a teenager, and we would all go around talking about Bleach. You know, we would talk about the Byakuya fight, which, again, shout outs to that moment him and Ichigo have. Like, will you protect Soul Society? Ichigo just walks off because you already know the answer. Everyone already knew the answer.
Exactly.
Like, come on, you know.
Like be honest with you, like, bro, stop.
Exactly. Like,
I got this.
When he first ran into
it was just perfect.
You know, the moment where he first ran into Renji, you know what I'm saying? Renji just beat his ass and took Rukia. You know, when you first meet the Aroncars, when you first see and I'm probably gonna butcher his name.
Oh, when you first see Rimjaw Jaggerjax?
When you for me it was Uqueria, or however you pronounce his name. I never learned.
Oh, I don't know. My first one was Grimjaw was the one that got me because he literally came there and was like, all right, one of y'all is the strongest.
Yeah.
And Rukia stepped up and he was like, it's not you. Who is the strongest? Let me run the hands. And then he ran Ichigo.
And he ran the hands.
He did.
Ran all the hands into Ichigo.
He just
literally just punched him off the ground.
He did that.
Like, this man did OTGs and then an air combo and brought him back. That he climbed stairs.
He did. He did.
That's what he did.
He did. Like,
oh yeah.
Just,
I can't say it's Uqueria.
Like, for me, it's Uqueria. When I finally saw his hollow form, I was like, oh, that's fits that character so much. Like, just seeing, again, thinking back, I can go through all of them. I can go through when Aizen first revealed to be a bad guy, when he just demolished the Soul Reapers, you know, like, just all of that, the twists and turns. It's nice to be excited again for Bleach, you know? It's just nice to see just a threat. And again, shout outs to the voice actors, because when Ichigo...
Made it.
It really...
Having the original voices there, like, really,
no, like, a part that sticks out to me, again, I know I'm kind of rambling here, a part that sticks out to me with the voice acting is when Ichigo is trapped, you know, trapped in the cage, and of course in that pretty much the halfway point between Puerco Mundo and Soul Society, and he's just listening to.
Oh, you seen the part where Stern Ritter J had him like locked in there?
Yeah.
So he could like call some more.
He did what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, like he's just like struggling and struggling as everyone's
as he's fucking, listening.
Yeah,
that's the part that I'm talking about when he's listening to everyone saying stop, stop, no, that hurts, don't do it, because that implies that y'all aren't just killing them, you're torturing them. And then you feel the frustration that Ichigo has of just being trapped and not being able to help his friends, you know, not being able to help the society that are pretty much a whole group that's his allies, you know. So it's stuff like that that's like, damn, like y'all, you guys are really going in on this.
Yeah, they went hard. I cannot deny.
But like Bleach, I'm happy it's back. You know, I'm loving it so far.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Bleach from the beginning, watch it from the beginning. Mm-hmm. If you've seen Bleach from the beginning, don't start with the Soul Society arc when you watch it again. It will piss you off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just start with the Arrancars and just go from there.
Watching the Soul Society arc now is just like, how could you all fuck up bad?
It is so incredibly bad.
Like, no, I was talking about this before, like, man, you all, like Zach, didn't you say something about wanting to see a prequel of Soul Society?
Yeah, because me and Brian were talking about a little bit of this off mic. Like, I was just saying that, like, the lore from back in the day, seeing a young Yamamoto, you know, seeing like the certain scenes where he's training up his lieutenant, and you see the shadows of like the original Gotei 13 and the plot of the Quincy's. Like, I'm not a prequel guy. I'm not, because most prequels suck and I hate prequels. But if your lore is interesting, or if you tease something interesting, I'm in for it. And for this, I want to see some animation. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I remember seeing that one animatic of the original Gotei 13 basically fucking like giving that Black Force Air Black Air Force energy to the Quincy.
Oh yeah, they
and
that was oh.
Because like these people, these are not nice people.
They were all criminals. Okay, Unohana said, was telling them that they were all criminals. All of them, except
they were all just, even Yamamoto. Like they were all just a bunch. They were all just the worst, most terrifying assholes that nobody wanted to fuck with. And so they just, I guess they took a lesson from the French. Like, hey, let's get these criminals out here and protect us. And if they die, then hey, sentence served.
Yeah.
So, okay. Okay. Except then those people actually turned a new leaf from that for some reason.
Oh.
And
I think like five of them are up with the Soul King now. Criminals. Mind you.
But that's the thing. I want to see, like what I was telling Brian, is that I want to see how all that came together. Hell, start a little bit before the tensions with the Quincy, like, because it's so interesting. Like, I want to see how Naruto just get all these guys together and just.
Do you want to see how the Gotei
exactly
got really?
Like,
really
I want to see the dialogue. I want to see the politics. I want to see the fights. I want to see all of it, you know?
I would love to see Jimmy as, like, what we see him in as Zangetsu. I would love to see him fight in that form.
Yeah.
When he was younger.
Yeah, and you could spend at least...
That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, you could spend, like, 2 to 3 episodes on this. That's all I need. But I just want to see it.
It could be spectacular. Because, I mean, they've kind of shown you, like, small clips of things that happened before then. Mm-hmm. They might as well just make a whole episode.
Yeah. Which they probably will.
Or you know, do an OVA. Do it as an OVA.
Yeah.
We haven't had OVAs really. I want to see an OVA again of this.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's like, I just want to see it. I don't mean to prolong the podcast because we do have to end soon, but I just want to see that, please. I don't know if they go over that in the manga because I haven't read it, at least this arc. But if I could just have a couple of episodes of that, that will be fine with me. Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
But I guess we could go ahead and end it here. Thank you for joining us for our Bleach podcast. I don't know about you guys, but this was definitely a fun one for me. But like, hit us up, check us out at the Night Shift Bandits. Definitely hit us up on all social media, donate to us, Patreon, GoFundMe, and of course, Perspectives Discussions. Hit them up as well. It's me here, Zach, Professor Zach, Dr. Zach, whatever you want to call me. And I have the rest of my...
Thomas.
Jesus.
Okay. So, thank you once again for listening to the Night Shift Bandits. Be sure to like, follow... Follow, subscribe, and donate. We are very hungry.
Also share.
We're going to be punching out, so you all can punch in. Thanks once again for listening. This has been the Night Shift Bandits.
Peace.
Go away.